like to point out, that's not the intro music we use, so it doesn't really matter if someone talks over it, because I just cut it out and put
That is true. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. So that
I'm doing like 10 other things. I'm sorry.
Fine. I know you are.
Does that mean I'm not in trouble anymore?
I know that you're
in trouble anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Just automatically.
I'm in the hot seat.
You always. Yeah. All the time, you're always
on
in trouble.
On sight.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Chatterboxes. What's this show called?
Welcome to Village Idiots.
Village Idiots. Did we stick on that?
Yes, we did.
Sure? We're sticking with that?
Yeah. That's the name of the Facebook page.
Oh, my God. We can't change it now.
I think it's stuck on us like a... Like an evil ghost, like a stench.
Like a sore?
like a barnacle.
Stuck like a barnacle.
A festering barnacle.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. All right, well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Greg Enslin, and I'm one of the hosts.
I'm Zoe. I am the host.
The host. The host with the most.
I'm the hostess with the mostest.
Hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, I'm
ist.
I'm like one of those 50s wives. I bring Jell-O meat.
Jell-O meat. Oh,
Jell-O
my God.
With carrots in it.
Gosh.
Jell-O molds.
Do you meet your man terrible. At the door with a cocktail? That's what I want to know.
Sure, yeah. A Jell-O cocktail. Yes.
Everything is encased in Jell-O.
Everything's cased in Jell-O.
All the children lined up at the door in their best clothing.
On their best Sunday.
Hello, Daddy. You're always in heels and a flapper dress.
I am, yeah. And then I come do the podcast.
Hello, Daddy.
I run a tight ship around here. That's why all these episodes are getting out on time.
Yes, we've actually re-recorded this in 2022. When did we record this episode?
I don't think COVID has happened yet. So this is 2019.
Are you psychic? How do you know it's coming?
What do you mean? What is that?
What's a COVID?
Moving on.
Isn't that like some kind of bird?
It's a soothsayer burner at the stake.
Get her.
Zoe's very exacting with her editing. So if it gets done in 6 months, I'm a happy camper. I'm just excited when the episodes come out.
And when COVID hits, you'll have plenty of time.
That's right.
You'll be locked down.
Sit back and relax. This is an
evil premonition.
Well, a dire
omen.
I'm Greg, and that's Zoe.
I'm Zoe.
Abby's out of town today. She's at the Cleveland football game.
Hi, Abby.
In
Miss
Cleveland.
You.
So
Miss
who's sitting you. In for Cleveland?
Walmart.
I mean, sitting in for Abby. Who's sitting
Abby.
In for Abby? Discount Abby.
No, you were the original.
The OG Abby.
Oh, God.
Abby, mini Abby.
Yeah. Prototype.
Yes.
Who are you?
Bree.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm a cheese, and I was born in Wisconsin, so there we go.
Oh, she's a cheese, guys.
And where is Abby? Did I say that right?
She's at some sports ball game, I think.
A sports ball game. She sent me a photo of her at the football game, and her seats are so far away. We're actually closer.
I saw that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I saw that.
Isn't it all dreary and raining there,
I hope
too.
She's not having a cold, evil time.
Yeah, hopefully
I would
it's
hate
not
that,
cold
honestly.
But at least she's not sweating.
Yes, it's hot in here.
It's so hot in here. I apologize ahead of time for the heat that is in here.
Is our fan on?
It's on.
Should we turn that off?
The heat is on.
Oh.
But I can't turn it off.
Right.
Not allowed.
Oh.
And then the air is on full blast. But yeah.
I don't know.
It'll get hot in here if we turn the air off. I would rather have a little bit of background noise.
It's getting hot in here.
So
and
hot.
Not die.
Go take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I would like to take my clothing off.
That wasn't even close.
I would like to show my ankles.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we do.
My epidermis.
Oh. Whoa,
epidermises are hot.
Breaking out the epidermis.
Wow.
Oh.
When Shoddy gets her dermis out.
Oh,
no.
You know what I like on a lady is skin.
Skin, yeah. I like when it's still on the body.
I like when a girl has eyes and a nose.
I don't know what that means.
I prefer it off.
Okay.
Off the body.
You prefer it off.
The skin is the most fascinating part of any creature.
It's the biggest organ.
My skin luggage collection. That's right.
Well, yeah, people make things out of skins all the time.
You haven't thought about
it. Well, I have introduced myself and Zoe and Abby Jr., whose name Bree, but who's at the table with us who likes to collect skin?
It's me, I collect skin.
Who's me?
I'm Liz. I'm the lizard. I'm here. I bring
lizard.
She's a lizard person. That's yeah.
And you collect
related
skin?
To Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Great. What's the name of this episode going to be? Skin collector.
Skin collector.
Just the collectors. What are our
skin
things?
Luggage?
Okay. Well, Zoe invited you to this episode, so you're
she's
she
putting
responsible.
You all in danger.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
She's responsible for your activities.
Yeah.
So if you go nuts,
I've already caught your scent, so it's too late.
Yeah. I'm sorry. She is a liability, but.
I have one rule with podcasting. When other people are making good content, I shut up. So go.
And, well, I didn't think what it was very good.
What was that song you were singing earlier? What was that?
It's getting hot in here, take off all your clothes. Yes. I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
I would like to undon my gay apparel.
It is hot if you want to take that off. I'll look away.
Yeah, you've got
undon.
I would like to...
Undon?
I would like to undon my gay apparel.
Go for it.
Undon la 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 la. La. If you will.
The rest of us have taken our sweaters off because it's hot in here.
Can you tell that we've got like
there's
one
a connected
brain
cell, I was about to say. This is the Liz and Zoe show.
You guys are
oddly connected.
I feel a
little behind. This is a good clown, bad clown routine.
This is our classic good clown, bad clown routine, and we do it all over town.
You hit them in the face with a nice, delicious whipped cream pie, and then I bust them in the kneecaps with a tire iron. Yeah.
Oh my God. Good clown, good bad clown. Clown. I'm good clown.
It sounds like bad clown, bad clown.
No.
Are you good?
No, she's good. She's silly.
I hit them in the face with a pie, a
that's
delicious pie.
She sprays them with her shirt flower.
I drive a little clown car around. Liz drives into them.
I drive over you, Liz is and I keep going.
Liz is a little more insane clown posse.
Yes. Speaking of, we need to have clown night again.
Clown
I miss clown night.
Famous
it's
clown
it's not
night.
Halloween anymore, but I don't care.
How does clown night work?
We dress up like clowns and then we go out into the night.
Do we see your ankles?
Probably. In this weather, I don't know.
No,
not for free.
Clankles.
Clinking all over town.
Yeah. Bree, you've come to clown night.
I have, but I didn't do clown. I just did darker makeup that was a stretch for me.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Makeup is weird. I don't understand makeup. Yeah. I'm a guy. I'm just like, whatever.
I didn't for a long time, and I still don't.
It's okay.
Is it something like other women teach you when you're young and you learn it?
No,
all,
it's
by
something
osmosis?
It's something you have to learn by yourself.
Yes.
You can be taught, but most of us have to learn, and a lot of us fail for a while.
Yes.
Because technically you're not supposed to
wear
makeup.
And then
you
go through bad... like makeup phases, so you'll be like, that was when I put on way too much blush. Because like I didn't have older sisters and my mom didn't really do makeup. So when I started wearing it, I was completely in the dark and I looked like a clown. Good clown.
Clown
like,
beat.
That was the beginning of good clown. And then slowly I learned
it's trial and error.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot
you try
of looking silly
and
by
see
accident.
What looks good and what doesn't look good and then I would think you would go through phases where you're like, oh, I'm gonna do this over here now and then people would give you negative feedback.
Yeah. Oh, May. My
what the hell are you wearing?
Your makeup's really interesting today.
I love that you just wear that.
I love
face.
That you just wear anything.
I love that you just wear
you
anything.
You don't care what you look like.
I love that you're so confident. You'll even wear that.
Yeah. Wow. It takes a lot of confidence to pull something like that off. The backhanded compliment.
It takes a lot of money to look so cheap, sweetheart.
You're so confident. I love it.
You're so
I would never wear that, but I mean, you're, you know, whatever.
If I looked like you, I would simply exit this plane, but...
That would self... What
it
do they
looks
call
good
that?
On you.
Self-ending?
Sewer
slide. Sewer slide.
I freaking hate
if
that.
If I looked, like you, I'd be embarrassed to go out. I love that you're... Okay.
You're so... I love the confidence.
I love the confidence.
I love that.
I love the confidence. Except everything except the ankles really are working for me.
Yeah, the ankles... Okay. You know what? She's beautiful. Don't love her ankles.
Don't love her ankles, no.
She should work out more? Like, what? How do you fix ankles?
Well, you're born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Chase her with a golf cart through a forest.
That's there makeup for ankles?
Contouring. Ankle contouring?
Guys.
Ankle contour.
Guys.
Business idea.
Guess who's going to make a lot of money?
I contour your ankles. Yeah.
Come in to Zoe's contouring.
Yeah.
We'll break your
ankle
ankles.
Contouring.
Reform
them. ZAC.
Yes. Yeah.
Mold them to our own.
You know, my ankles
style.
Used to look fat, but now they look skinny.
Thanks to me.
And that's good.
Yeah. Only my ankles.
I don't know how that works.
That's what beauty means.
For men, makeup is like this mystery.
No.
But we don't understand how often
it
goes on.
That's
do you true. Take it off every day and put it back on the next day?
Yeah.
Do you sleep
that's
in
why
it?
I sleep
I don't understand.
Because I'm a goblin.
You sleep in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You sleep in your
makeup?
If
I'm too tired, I will. And then I just wake up the next day and I'm like, that's done.
I'm like, you know what?
I've reworn.
But doesn't it smear like on your
smudges? You wipe off the smudges.
Yeah, but then you smudge it even more, and then you got a smoky eye.
If it's smudgy, if it looks bad on purpose, then it's stylish.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where you got the clown makeup.
Yeah.
Or is that different?
Now, clown makeup.
That's separate.
is something I know that nothing about because Abby does it for me.
Honking and slide whistles and
flowers
being silly.
That squirt.
Being silly and goofy.
Our topic today is weird stranger stories, but I kind of want to hear about the... I feel like we need to lead into that with the clown stuff.
Well, we are weird strangers.
That invites weird stories.
Yeah. We are the weird strangers.
So what is the clown, good clown, bad clown? What is that?
So it's the classic bad clown routine, and we do get you.
It's when we get you.
Okay, walk me through this. What is good clown, bad clown?
Okay,
and how does this result in you being like chased down the street? Yeah.
No, she does the chase.
I do the chase.
You do the chase.
She's the lure. She's the nice one. Yeah, she lures him into the alley. And
Zoe's
I'm the one
nice
that
clown.
Traps him there.
Liz is the bad clown. Like are you Pennywise?
I'm Nickel Dumb.
Are you Art the Clown?
I do have to tell you.
I'm Art the Clown.
Go. Tell me about
Art the
Good Clown. Go.
The slime.
So, Good Clown is in an alley and is like, hey, do you want a balloon animal?
Hey, boys.
Oh, sure.
Honks my fake nose at you.
Right, yeah. So that's me. That's my bit. And then we've got Bad Clown, which is really where things get interesting.
When I get you.
Greg is pacing around the room. He's making me very uncomfortable.
He's giving me frappuccinos. I love it.
Yes.
I think he's a...
Thank you, sir.
Oh my God!
God bless you, sir.
I don't like that voice came out of you.
I'm a little English orphan, Strudgeon.
Let the record show that Greg got up to give everybody a cold beverage and neglected to give me one.
I tried to hand you one and you ignored me.
So. I wasn't looking.
I need this.
You're adorable, but no, I'm not going to give you one if you're going to ignore me.
Oh my God! I thought you wanted to be ignored. I was talking
you're
about
busy.
Good
Look, you've got a drink already. I don't.
So. I do already have a beverage.
You got a drink and it has hair on it.
So how did the good
it's
clown?
It's got
DNA. How did a good clown, bad clown start?
I went through a traumatic
evil experience
with evil people.
Yes. And evil weird strangers, if you will.
Evil weird strangers. And I was like, I'm feeling bummed out. And Abby and Liz were like, clown night. And I said, say less. And so we did clown night.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun.
Was this related to Halloween in any fashion?
No.
It was near Halloween. It was fall-ish.
It was October.
We call it fall because that's when the leaves fall down.
We call it leaves fall down.
Leaves fall down.
It's when I fall down.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Brie Why falls. Do you fall down, Brie?
Because my balance is not good.
Her ankles aren't really.
My ankles are weak.
Your ankles
my
are
ankles
hot,
are weak.
But they can barely hold
Structural
you up.
Structural integrity is not that good.
I went too far on the ankle beauty spectrum, and now they don't even hold me up anymore.
You were ankle maxing.
And what was, so what was the most exciting good clown, bad clown story that you could tell me now? Before I lose interest in this topic,
I know
and we move
you,
on.
I know that you already have.
For legal reasons, all that we can say is that we get you.
Yeah, we actually...
And we can't go into any more detail.
We can't go into detail. Yeah,
was it good, though, whatever happened?
No.
And bad?
It was good, but then it got really bad.
Did people
see your clown ankles?
It got dark.
It got dark?
Did you die?
They saw God.
Oh, they died.
Did anybody find a skull in the forest? That's what I want to know.
We don't leave anything behind.
Okay, good.
Now, breathe.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you afraid?
Yes, just a little bit.
Are you afeared of
You
us?
Don't want Zoe to turn to you and go... So Brie,
I know.
Because it's never going to be good.
No,
I just wanted to know if you had any strange stories involving strange strangers.
Stranger danger.
You know what? Not much interesting has happened to me in that aspect. I think maybe a lot of people think I'm still a child. And that's the reason
you are
why
very
they don't
short.
Approach...
She's a little elf.
But it's adorable.
Okay, I'm not that short.
No. I had the greatest idea.
She's no bigger than a minute.
When Zoe and I start our sketch comedy show, we're going to do fake commercials, and one of the fake commercials is going to be for the sequel to Long Legs.
Okay.
And it's going to be about her sister. His sister, she works in a coffee shop, and her name is Short Legs.
Well,
you're going to play her.
That was something Greg pitched, and I said, sure. And I guess he's
yeah,
going
buddy.
Through it.
I literally just pitched it right now, and it got crickets.
I've never heard that before. Yeah, sorry.
Well, because
I
you called me short
one.
Legs. That's,
short legs.
You're
that's
insulting
the,
me.
That's the takeaway. It's funny.
Oh, man.
No.
And then you have to do this.
The evil hand.
The evil hand. And then you
jazz,
can sing. What's the song
singers?
That Longlegs sings? I forget.
Let me in now, and it can be nice. Not once, not twice, but as many times as I like.
That's harmony right there.
Okay, can you sing that too?
I didn't know all the words except for the ending.
We'll do a short legs version of it. We'll do a short legs version of it.
Shortly, okay.
So, do you have any Stranger Danger stories, Brie?
Ooh, Stranger Danger. That's a good title for the episode. Yes.
If I do, most of my traumatic events I've like blocked out of my mind, so I have to like kind of go through the files and find them again.
I understand. the one last week with the in the woods was creepy. That was a scary story.
Yeah, that was a scary story. We didn't actually encounter anyone, but they were possibly in the vicinity.
Zoe wasn't here for that, but that was creepy. You missed that, and I'm glad you did, because you would not be happy.
My ankles would have been a quaking.
Traumatized.
Yes. Yeah.
Heebies were jeebied.
Now, so you don't have a lot of Stranger Danger stories.
Not really.
Have you ever been followed?
I'll give you a scary stranger story.
Oh no! Be the target of our next good clown, bad clown exploit.
She hasn't experienced enough Stranger Danger in her life.
Well, you need more trauma.
Liz and I have experienced a lot of Stranger Danger.
Well, tell us a Stranger Danger story involving some type of place where one would get breakfast sandwiches. Go.
All right. Well, we went
Waffle House.
To a place, Waffle House.
I've heard of this.
But it was not breakfast time.
It's always breakfast time.
It was.
But we had not yet gone to sleep. It was in the early hours of the AM. It was the witching hour.
The witching hour.
And the vibe in that Waffle House was desecrated.
There's a Zoe hair on my mic, and it was tickling my
You guys know I shed this time of year.
She's a ventriloquist with her hair.
That's your mic, because it's got the green tape on it. So how did your hair get on this mic?
I'm shedding.
It flows through the air. She sends them like little attack drones.
I don't need attack drones. What is this, Jersey?
A dandelion.
Yeah, I'm like a dandelion.
She's planting her seed.
You're so not like a dandelion.
Little Zoe's will like
she's
start
dispersing her
up.
Spores.
If Abby was here, she could do her amazing impression of the Dalash dandelion.
Oh yes. Yeah, dandelion. I mean, that's probably not as bad as, or not as good as.
That was pretty good. I kind of like that. It creeped me out.
I love Ice Age.
I've never seen that. Is that good?
Really?
Yeah. Is that the one with the squirrel?
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Put it on the record that I love Ice Age.
And Shart.
I had a crush on Diego.
Is it Shart?
Scratch? Not Scratch.
Sorry. Liz said it was Shart.
I said it was Shart.
I know what Shart is, and that's not from Ice Age.
Well, it could be.
Isn't it Scrat?
Yeah. Scrat. That's
what if you slammed your drink down so hard that the juice went flying up in the air?
I mean, it's what a
if?
Possibility.
Is this a suggestion or like a...
What if I threw myself out the window?
I've never seen you slam your drink down that hard.
That's because it was funny.
That was funny. So who's Scrat?
He's that squirrel what chases the nut.
What
that
chases
evades
the
him.
Nut.
Yeah.
It evades
He starts
his,
the his ice age. Or he starts pursue. The with the nut, like it breaks the entire like ice shelf and it starts the beginning of
Is it
the ice age or the end of the ice age?
I don't know. That sounds like a good movie. Yeah. I should watch that.
He causes all
There's
of
a
the
scary baby in it.
A scary baby.
Zoe only recommends animated movies to me. I don't know what she's trying to say. Last time it was Hoodwinked.
Did you watch it? Ice
Age.
Did you watch Hoodwinked?
Hoodwinked is so funny.
I still go to the theater to see animated movies every now and then.
I just went to the movie Friday night to see an animated movie. The new Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes. Oh, the
Lord of the Rings
thing? I want to see that.
Yes.
I didn't hear about that.
I'm such a little nerd.
No,
it was great.
Was it really well done?
It was so awesome.
Why are you shaking his head?
I know, you're shaking your head while you're saying it. So
it was really, 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 really long.
Well, it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but it's an animated movie. You don't expect it to be 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a Lord of the Rings movie if there wasn't...
Was the animation solid?
And half the runtime wasn't walking.
The animation was not
solid. They want you to be on the journey with them. Like, I feel like you've actually gone with them.
It's like you read, like we know, read the books and know what's going on.
It was really well done.
We don't.
Well written. You haven't read the books?
Well, the books are
no,
like
I
that
can't
too.
Read.
She can't, no.
I never learn how.
After your knee surgery, you should totally do that.
I should. My knee surgery
like
tomorrow is what's preventing me from literacy.
How long is that recovery time, do you know?
Three.
Because, see, you could read a bunch.
I could.
It was okay. I was disappointed with the quality of the animation and some of the storytelling was a little...
I was going to ask about that. That's sad.
Yeah. And some of the storytelling was a little obvious. I'm like, I bet I know what they're going to do next.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you think, was it kind of more of a dumbed down version maybe for kids, like for
I would say it was a dumbed down version for adults.
Okay.
Yeah. For okay. dummies.
It wasn't as exciting.
Yes, for yeah. dummies, yeah. If you will.
It wasn't
People
as good
can be
as
strange.
It wasn't as good as I hoped it would be, but it was better than I expected.
Okay, well, hey. Yeah.
That's, yeah. That's
like
something.
A date. Like, you know, you're like, oh, yeah. that could have been worse. Oh, it could have been
yeah.
better.
It was just mid.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was mid, as the kids say now.
Mid.
Yeah, mid. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to adopt that so I don't seem as old anymore.
You know what else is mid?
Mid.
The animated Uzumaki series that went on HBO Max, the Jinji Ito.
Oh,
have
yes.
you guys seen
oh,
that?
Oh, I was looking forward to that too, but I haven't seen it either.
The first episode was so good, and then it became icky.
No.
Icky, bad animation style,
yeah.
or just quality?
Just everything. It just this, it melted.
This movie, they rushed. It usually takes 6 years to do an animated film.
Right.
And this they did in 2.5, and it was like, you could tell. There were parts of it, you're like,
ooh.
Do you guys...
What intern drew this?
Yes.
Do
what
you guys
intern?
Know the Shrek animation lore about how they started Shrek? They started to make this movie, and if you watch the test for it and his character design, it was so horrendous that they out like put the project on the back burner at like this studio that no one really liked to go to. And if you were not a very great animator on whatever project that you were working on,
oh, a Prince of
they
Egypt.
Would banish you to the Shrek to work on Shrek. I'm not making this
really?
Up.
Well,
that backfired on
the Shrek sweatshop.
You if the Shrek sweatshop, you could fact check me on this.
The Shrek shop.
Yes,
Shrek
and so Trump. You would get kind of like no one wanted to, the animators called it being Shreked. I'm not
that
joking.
Is hilarious.
That's something completely different.
And so
what? Okay, I'm not.
So they were like, okay, we'll show you, and they made it really good. Like they put their best
yeah,
foot forward
well,
on making
like,
Shrek.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
The whole,
yeah.
the whole Shrek-ussy.
An iconic like. But if you watch like the test footage from the very first, like when they were first starting to animate it, it's so horrendous. It's so scary. His character. Character design freaks me out. It's
I want to
so
see
good.
It now. You got to pull it up.
And it's like him doing something or like doing a little dance to like that song that's like I feel good. I knew that I. It is so. Travis, can we watch
Travis.
That clip?
Yeah, Travis. How come you're not doing your job over there?
No, Travis is.
Travis ghosted
into a
us.
Deep coma.
No, I heard Weak back link. On the Rohan movie. I heard that it came out Friday.
Good for it.
Today's Sunday.
I'm so glad that in this
Friday
day and
13th,
age we can
right?
just
yeah.
we can just accept who we are.
Friday the 13th. Yeah. It came out Friday. Today's Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday, and it's the 10th anniversary of the last Hobbit movie coming out.
Oh.
So they had to release a movie within 10 years, or they lost the rights.
Oh, so that's why there's a bit of a rush.
So
on
they raced through that animation.
That's why
some
it was
it,
Dookie Diapers.
Some of it, no, it's not bad, but some of it you're like, no. Please, no. And some of it was really, really good. So I was impressed. You should watch it. You should totally go see it.
I will.
Better than Hoodwinked, I tell you that.
Oh, no, yeah.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Greg has not seen Hoodwinked, and he should be prepared.
There's a squirrel in that movie,
there
too.
Is
an Ice Age. That's how we got an Ice Age. So how do we get an Ice Age with Scrat and all that?
We were talking about evil Waffle House man.
Oh, yes.
And then that made me think of nothing, and then that made me think of
I was
going to
say, yeah, how did that
train how did
of
we get there?
Connect?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's the new episode title, Train of Thought.
And yeah. I will say, it gets so much worse.
Fragmented
like...
thoughts, more like.
Yeah, okay. Then we should change the podcast title to, what were we talking about?
Crap.
Yeah.
Stupid crap.
Memory loss.
What?
Dementia.
Wait, what? How did I get here? What?
We're doing
Who are
the
you?
World of service.
What is this?
Zoe has to work on a spreadsheet?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What?
I do, yeah. It's
Ew.
Evil.
I hope you
finish.
Excel at it.
Oh!
I'll see myself out.
No, that was good.
That wasn't good.
It might have been.
It could have been.
It could have been if the delivery was better. No,
if I just didn't say it.
Sorry.
I said a bad word. Bleep that
you.
Out.
Don't. Yeah. No.
Google Doc my
Let's
pay.
Let's not do that.
Google Doc my Google Play.
So you were at Waffle House and you were dressed as a good clown. And what happened?
Well, yes. Sure.
And you were showing people your ankles.
That's
and
yes,
bad
but
things
I,
happened.
Yes.
And that's where you went wrong.
I didn't
some
expect,
wrong ankles. Some bad attention.
It was how I was paying for our meal.
Yeah. You're a temptress.
A young fellow.
I could see that.
By happenstance, viewed my good friend Zoe from across the
abode.
A young fellow saw
the tavern. Yes.
Over the syrup. He looked past the syrup and found his eyes
he
gazing
far
upon
and wide,
you.
And he
I did
found,
not look my best.
He looked at
so
the maiden.
I really didn't think I was going to be in any danger.
Well, you were dressed as a clown, right?
That's true.
And well, then he,
the
he called out to you.
Yeah. He did.
He waved his handkerchief and he called out to you. I like the way you look.
Yeah. That was how that went down. And I looked at Liz.
And you were smitten. Immediately smitten.
She was walking down the aisle.
I'm the real villain in this story.
She heard the wedding bells.
I'm the real villain in this story because of how stupid I was. So I looked at Liz and I was like, is he talking to me? We were like the only people.
Is he pretty?
And he was like, I bet your name starts with an A. I bet your name is Amy. He was like trying to guess your name.
He was
like
the literal in other end of the
alphabet. He's screaming loud.
He's gonna keep guessing a long time before he gets to Z.
And I,
right, he's at the opposite end of the alphabet.
He needs to loop around the back.
I said,
you go. Should I say something?
I was like, should I respond to him? And she was like, no.
Okay. I look at her.
Let me
she's
ask
stupid.
Some clarifying questions for our audience who is curious about this situation. So you're at Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're both dressed as clowns.
No.
It's 2 a.m.
Four, probably.
4 a.m.
Much later than
And you're eating? Are you eating?
No, we haven't gotten our food yet.
You're sitting at the table alone, and from across the room, mm-hmm. some mm-hmm. guy yeah. sees you. Is he of your age, or is he like
maybe
a trucker?
Maybe
who's
a little
like,
older.
Okay.
He's older. He's also with friends, and one of the friends is counting large stacks of money on the table.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
And then
I cannot see him. I can only hear him.
So is this from Breaking Bad?
He then walked over to us.
Gustavo Fring
was
there.
And he was like, he offered to like pay for our food, and we were like,
yeah, he was like, I bet I could guess your name. And Zoe was like, really?
She said, I told
attention.
You.
He was like,
male attention.
He was like, he was like, oh, Amanda, and you were. She was like, keep going.
So wait, were you when you were excited about this interaction with the male?
I was never excited.
Were you looking at his face or the stack of money?
I was looking at his face. I was not looking.
And was
at the
he hot?
Money. No.
No, he was. He was.
I'm trying
cold.
To get to the motivation here. He was cold.
Yeah, he was lukewarm.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't horrendous.
He was yesterday's pudding.
Did he
pudding.
Look like Shrek being yes, animated by the people that couldn't successfully animate anything else and had been assigned to the Shrek?
No comment. He might
I think there
us.
was a slight homage to Shrek.
Mm.
So
in
he
the
comes
way
over
he
to the table and he says, I will buy you your breakfast. Yeah. And then what
well,
is the reaction to that?
He was trying to guess my name. And then eventually I was like, yes, to some random name like Ashley. And he was like, I guessed it. And I was like,
And I was like, she's not gonna, you know.
So he's a genius.
Figure this out.
Yeah.
So he's flirting with you. You're flirting back because he's a boy and he has boy parts.
What?
Yeah,
no.
Boy parts.
She didn't know he had boy parts.
Dangerous things.
I was scared. I was scared because I knew that it was like early morning Waffle House. I knew.
We don't know this man.
I don't know this
guy.
He's yelling. I was nervous. I thought the best way to defuse the situation was to engage. And that was
to
be nice.
You're playing along.
Yes. Okay. She's trying to be nice and be agreeable.
So you're assuming he's going to, like, interact with you for a while and lose interest in
and
go
then, away. And then, I could be like, no, you mm-hmm. know, but he just wouldn't leave.
But no, because no.
Did he sit down?
No, I...
She told
this,
him.
This is when I...
Yeah,
was
so how did you
in.
Help with this situation,
I go, hey.
Mayor's daughter, how did you help with
I
this?
I go, hey, stop talking to my girl.
Is that him calling right now?
Oh my God, yes. It's him.
Is that,
sorry.
Did somebody send you a photo of an eyeball?
It's Grandpa again.
No, it's my brother.
Someone sent you a photo of like us from like outside the
no.
window.
Oh, no. Oh, no. From like no. an awesome roof. Perspective that's like, yeah.
That freaked me out.
But I was like,
through that door right there.
I was like, what you doing? Talk to my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and my heart's thundering in my chest. I'm like, this man's going to like stab me and kill me. But I'm like, I don't know, I have to say
I'm
something.
I'm so scared. Yeah.
And he looks at me, he goes, oh, I'm so sorry, and like pats me on the shoulder, like really like...
Condescending?
Yes, yeah. Like patronizing.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, like I was just trying to buy, like pay for your food.
For
and
Ashley?
Was,
yeah.
For yeah.
Yeah.
Arugula. And...
That's me.
And I was like, no, I don't want you to. And he was like, are you sure? Cause like da da blah blah blah.
Cause he's got these racks of money on the table.
Yes, he's like trying to pay for our food, and I said no.
You can get it scattered, smothered, and chunked.
That was bold.
I said, go sit down. And I like jerked my chin over back to where he was sitting.
That scared me. So I was looking at
her. He gave me a deathly look. And he was like, why are you telling me what to do?
So you told him to go away.
I told him to sit his ass down.
How long had the interaction going on?
I was scared because in my mind, I was like, I can diffuse it by being nice. And then as soon as Liz was like telling him off and telling him to go sit down, I was like, we're going to get beat up.
Yeah, you're kicking it up a notch.
And he was like, we're outnumbered. Like, he's got friends over there who are kind of like watching, and I'm like, and like, the only person who might be on our side is the 70-year-old waitress.
Yes, who's not gonna.
She might
help.
Be able to throw some chairs.
Girl, you're on your own.
Yeah.
So
we were in danger for sure.
So Liz, let me ask you, why did you feel it was a good idea to
confront?
Well, not really confront. Yeah,
you could have just handed me off.
Because.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Ashley was trying to bring the heat down, and did you see that wasn't working? So you're like, no.
I knew it wasn't going to work because it sucks, but you can't be nice.
You can't kill more flies with honey.
You can't be nice.
You don't kill them with honey. You catch them with honey. But thanks.
You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Like, if we had let him buy our food, that wouldn't have been the end of the deal.
That's
obviously.
Fair, because usually it's like an exchange in some people's minds where it's like, oh,
I don't want to be exchanged.
Yeah. Right, and like, yeah, I don't know this guy. I don't want to assume the worst out of him, but he's flirting with my friend who doesn't want to be flirted with, but is too socially awkward to end the situation herself.
I would have been in the same situation as you. I would have like probably been tried to defuse.
Yeah.
That's what I
with
tend to do because I know that I cannot defend myself physically, so I'm like, oh, appease, but that doesn't always work. So.
And like, he could have smited me.
No,
like,
no.
There was
Liz
nothing.
Could have taken him. Liz could have taken him.
Yeah, I feel like you could.
He was skinny, but like, he had friends. Like, he could have.
The two of us could have
got
taken
me.
Him.
He could have got me. We got lucky.
So
he was possibly involved in nefarious things
because
of all that money around the table.
He did go and sit down, and then
he did, and he was pissed.
Oh,
he
wait. Okay, so you told him to go away.
I told him to go sit down. He goes, why are you telling me what to do? Mm-hmm. He gets all upset and goes
and then
sits
he turned
down with
around
his
and left. And so it worked.
No.
Temporarily, it worked.
No.
Because he wasn't leaning over the table anymore.
No, he went and sat down, but he was over there yelling,
mad.
Like, that ruined my whole night.
He was like, that
stupid,
ruined my whole night.
Stupid bro.
He said that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and then he started cussing us out to our friends, which, why are you calling us broke if we said we can pay
you?
His
friends were like laughing at him.
Yeah.
His friends were like giggling at him.
And we knew that he was a woman scorned. And so.
There you go. Yeah.
We were then nervous. And then Liz is telling me, she's like, I think we should go. We need to get out of here. This is like no longer. And I was like, but we haven't got our food yet. I told you I was stupid.
I don't think she's hungry anymore.
And she goes, there's a guy, that man has a gun over there, and there's this fella sitting at the counter with a big gun.
Well, he just walked in after this took place, and he had a gun on him, and he just said, and we said, let's leave, and
I said we're leaving.
Did you get your food?
I did not hear that part of the story.
And she goes, should we tell Rita that we're leaving?
Rita,
and I said,
our 70-year-old waitress,
poor Rita,
and tell the whole restaurant,
and Liz goes,
here's our car.
Tell the whole restaurant that we're leaving, and that our car is that one and stuff. And she's like, no, we're not going to do that. And then on the way back, I was like, hey, I recognize that everything I did during this interaction was stupid and could have gotten us killed, and I'm sorry. And she was like, it's fine, I guess.
Really? Really? The first mistake we made was going to the Waffle House in the first place.
Yeah. I don't think you're being stupid. You were doing what you thought was going to be the safe. Like,
I felt really stupid.
You didn't
stupid.
Want to confront.
Yeah. But I knew in the moment, my thought process was, this will ultimately help us if I just kind of slowly defuse it.
See, I feel like that's where I would have gone as well. But unfortunately, that doesn't always work.
Yeah, and everybody has different ways of trying to defuse situations. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like in this case, everything Zoe did was making it worse. And everything Liz did was trying to make it better. And then you fled.
Yeah, we fled the scene.
And then she was like, I was wearing my Tip City Pizza shirt. Do you think he'll know where I work and come and
find
me?
I was like, do you think he's going to come and find me? And if he's listening right now,
he's
just
out front right
me,
now.
By the way.
Wait a minute. Was it the last podcast that we talked about I think it was the Road Rage podcast where the guy...
The one where you lost it because somebody took your parking space?
Well, no. The one where somebody flashed a gun at me.
Yes. That was so scary.
We did talk about that. Okay.
Yeah. That's on the bonus. If you want to hear that episode...
That
if you want to hear that episode, you have to...
I think so, yeah.
You have to buy our bonus content to hear that episode. Yes. And if you want to hear about Liz's ankles, you have to buy the bonus content.
Oh, yeah.
That's a separate episode.
And if you want to see Liz's ankles...
Yeah, that's a whole other thing,
too. No, I'm not doing that. We're not going there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Maybe. But it sounds like this is a situation where you guys think you're allowed to just go out and have dinner and not be have it be a problem
person,
like
yeah.
normal people, and you can't.
Normal people don't go for waffles at 4 a.m.
We are little sheltered girls from a small town,
exactly.
And then we stepped out into the real world for a minute, and immediately
where Vandalia? That's not the real world.
On the way back, we were like, we're gonna go back to our little like safe town, which is not that safe. For us because everyone hates us.
Literally, with the ops.
No. Ops on every corner. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first time.
Hey, what's an op?
Opposition.
Opponent. Oh, so like
the opponent.
Like, like your nemesis?
Arch nemesis.
Arch nemesis.
Do you have more than one nemesis?
Yeah. I have an arch nemesis right now.
Nemesis.
Nemesi. Like octopi. Nemesi.
Yes.
And do you have a nemesis, Zoe?
You know,
she's got multiple.
Excel, the spreadsheet Excel? Is that your
It is, yeah.
Microsoft.
I don't really have the time or energy to, like, have, like, a nemesis, but yes, I do have one.
Okay, yeah, I think you have
Maybe
several.
Sometimes
they're
they have
your
you.
Nemesis in their mind, but in your mind, you're just like, eh.
No, yeah. If I know...
That seems to be the case,
if I know
actually.
Zoe well enough to be able to name her four, at least four, that I know of, off the top of my head,
that,
I know you have a nemesis.
Have beef with Zoe for no reason.
Even outsiders know.
Yeah, so, like we can this name is where four. De-escalating the situation has gotten.
So, but I like what you say with the de-escalation. It's interesting how you guys get in these situations, and you're like, should I kick it up a notch and confront and bolt, or should I try to like bring the heat
down?
So
multiple times the same dynamic has kind of happened where we've gotten into pickles.
I mean, you're just a very charismatic like gal. Like you're very nice. You like to talk to people.
I do. I talk to people and
then that's not a
bad
thing.
They try to get me.
But sometimes you don't read the situation.
That's your first problem right there. You talk to people.
Well, she was homeschooled, so you know.
That's true. I blame way too much on the fact that I was homeschooled and didn't really have an idea
sheltered.
Of the real world.
Yeah.
And then I
yeah.
went out there and I was like, why are all these people doing this?
I don't understand.
I really don't understand.
Why am I witnessing the folly of man tonight?
Yes.
Bree, were you homeschooled also?
I was not, but
Abby was.
Abby was, yeah.
Okay, how does that...
I feel like if you look at the two of us, though, you would think I was the homeschooled
I
one.
Would, yeah.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the same...
And the social awkwardness, too, yeah.
This is not the same incident where you went to Waffle House and got catcalled. That
no,
was a different,
different
one.
Time.
Oh, so you don't go to Waffle House anymore.
I didn't realize that.
Anymore,
I thought that was the same one.
Not,
well,
not at
I'm
such
gonna
an ungodly
I'm going to try my luck
hour.
Again tonight.
No!
Hello, all you guys out there.
No,
well, this won't
come out
truckers,
in time. Yeah.
Truckers go to the Waffle House, and I would like there to be a thing where like I can ride along with a trucker.
No. No, Zoe.
But to see... And I've
Zoe, there was a literal serial killer that was a trucker. I remember listening to the story.
Listeners.
Or
yeah. Listeners.
Truckenstein.
Listeners.
He did it.
He did it.
The culprit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listeners, please hear me out on this. Have you ever wanted to go on a road trip and see like the American roadways and you didn't want to like burn all the gas? Well, now there's an app where it will match you with a trucker. Uh-huh. Not in a hooker way.
Not in a hooker way.
Not in a
right.
lot lizard
that
way.
Think.
That's going on the shirt.
Not in a hooker
not
way.
Not in a hooker way.
I want to do some things that it's like not in a hooker way. I want to ride. I want to get like picked up at like a truck stop.
Sure. Who
and
doesn't?
I want to ride with the trucker and we could go to like a Waffle House and we could like hang out and chat. And then I'm not
Zoe.
A hooker though.
Zoe, you need to wear a shirt that says I'm
Please.
Not a
can we make this a thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
You guys
so
can drink coffee
your...
and do amphetamines and pee in Gatorade bottles.
Oh, I like that. So have you
Wait.
Thought about this app? What are we
going to
call
trips.
This app?
The
I want to be picked up by
Get
a trucker.
Get trucked.
You pee before doing
the
amphetamines
help with the not
and you
a
save it.
The app is called Get Trucked.
That does not help with the... That does not help with the not a hooker theme you're trying to go for.
Any investors want to come in with me on this?
Does the app, do you put in the app like your name, your photo?
Your name, where you're from, your picture.
Your address.
What about your ankle?
How much you weigh.
No, no.
And your body mass index.
Yes.
Relatively, like how many weights it would take to sink you in the river.
Do you have any next of kin? Do you put the next of kin in there?
Yes, your emergency contact.
And then at the bottom, do you put like where you want to go to?
You could,
Are you like, it's like a wish. Like
second,
I want to go
to the second location you're allowing them to take you to.
Don't ever go to the second location.
Never let them take you to a second location.
Yeah, you can only have one trip before you leave. Yeah.
Do you put like Orlando or what do you put on
that? Maybe, and then if there's a route that's like going through that area, you just tag along with the trucker. You see how they live there.
What if you have a series? To go to the Four Seasons Orlando.
What if you have a series of truckers and they just hand you off?
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're looking for?
That sounds.
I don't know.
That sounds like you're a drug mule.
Again,
that sounds like you're a vessel for something.
If you like to invest,
no, that's gross.
No.
You're getting gross.
Now
oh my
I'm
God.
Getting gross.
I feel like I
don't think this app is going to work. I'm sorry. I have to tell you. But I'll look into it.
App
I'll get
is
you
short
some fun.
For application, by the way, Greg. It's,
no.
I'm going to look in the Apple store and see if there's an app for this yet.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you on that and let you know.
And then
if going
you know
for
what?
A truck ride or whatever this app is going to be
if
called.
If there's something like that out there, I'll do it. And then the next podcast episode, I'll talk about it if I make it back.
I was going to say no, because Zoe's
going to. Not May will
we'll
sit in
new...
there for you and we'll talk
never.
About
new
you.
Her the last, this is the last time she was ever seen alive.
Do you remember Zoe
Hello.
When she was on the show?
No.
And then she got
Wait,
in a truck.
I don't remember her.
Oh, sorry, Ashley. Sorry, Ashley.
Oh.
I said it wrong.
Yes. Ashley is the one who would be riding with truck
drivers. Acetaminophen.
Yeah.
I remember her.
But it's one way.
A Astro truck Boy. Yeah.
How about one way truck rides? Is that the name of the app? Because you know it's not a round trip.
It's one way because you never
you don't
return.
Come back.
Oh, I didn't think about the return
it's
journey.
Because they get you.
Yeah, that's
you know what
not,
else
there
I've always
no
wanted to do
trip.
Is hop on a train, hop on a moving
hobo
train.
Style.
Hobo
yes,
style,
but you would
with
completely
the bindle,
get caught.
With
that's
the bindle,
dangerous.
I hop
bindle,
on the
yes.
train. I hold on. I have an apple and I have
to
a pocket
rock
knife.
Big Candy Mountain.
And I cut off pieces of the apple with my pocket knife, and then I eat the apple off the knife, and it looks really cool. And I'm like sitting back there and I'm like smoking a cigar. And
cigars.
Then, and I was smoking
they're,
it. In
they're
the,
bigger. Yeah, they're bigger than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she did the cigarette.
And I was smoking it in the train car, and I'm just like, this is the life.
Are you sitting
yeah.
on like
a, on
a like
piece of
hay or something? Yeah, is there
yeah.
hay on the bottom
like,
of the
you've
train?
You've got to have like that straw.
I've got,
straw
yeah.
in
I've got
yeah.
a straw in my mouth, and then like at the next stop, I just hop off with my bindle and my apple, my
yes.
pocket knife.
You need the jackets with like the elbow
the elbow
patches.
Padding.
Yeah.
yeah,
and I go look for work because
yeah.
it's
all
the dark
cops
age
have
the
wooden legs.
Or whatever. Yeah,
all the bulldogs have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft boiled eggs.
Yeah,
you should read Of Mice and Men.
What's that?
It's a book. It's a book. It's like a long Instagram post. It's like a long Instagram
Guys.
Post that they printed.
Oh, is that
out.
Online?
Oh.
So anyway, it's by Steinbeck, and it's about two guys that travel
Steinbeck.
Around looking for work. It's great.
Okay, yeah.
It's a great book.
Two besties who are nice to each other for the whole book.
Two, yeah, it's a good book.
Ooh, that roommates. Sounds like foreshadowing.
It's a really good book. I'll bring you a copy.
Okay, I'll read it.
I'll know. Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Literature.
So it sounds like that. Was a bad story.
Get of trucked.
Stranger Danger. And
no! Do not keep advertising your app. That's going to fail.
Stranger Danger with the Danger Strangers.
Truck Danger. Trucker Danger.
Featuring the creatures.
Those mother
I'm going to do it.
Trucker.
Do it.
See, there's
those,
a, there should
wait,
be
no,
a word
mother
that's
truckers.
Trucker
yeah.
And it rhymes
it's
with trucker
actual,
that
yeah,
implies
yeah.
that you'll be going on a ride with the trucker. Is there some word for that
Get
that
trucked.
Rhymes with trucker?
I don't think so.
Trucker. I don't know. I'll come up with it.
More tonight.
So
yes. So are we going to Waffle House tonight at 4 a.m?
Oh yeah.
I feel like you need to go to Waffle House and have a good experience, and then you'll be able to break the
I
streak.
I have yet it's to do that.
Break the streak.
It's I have yet to have
go
a good
and have
time
a fun experience
yeah. at a Waffle House. I always have an evil time.
I just went 2 weeks ago and had a great time. Not at four in the morning, though. Yeah. I went and sat by myself.
Well, la-di frickin' da.
I sat by myself and read Lord of the Rings, and no one molested me. It was great.
It's because you're a man.
It's because you had the Lord of the Rings book. They just...
You weren't there for long enough.
They knew you were a Chad.
I sat at the bar. I've never done that before, and it felt very 50s. It was
cool. Oh, yep. Like, I love that. Close and personal with all the cooks.
And then Doris, or whatever her name was.
Doris.
Old Lady Doris.
That is such a Waffle House.
I love that.
The Waffle House hag spins you her tale of woe.
So I just looked it up, and I can't hitch a ride with the truck.
I could be Charlie Kelly.
You guys stay tuned for this. It's going to happen. I'm going to go on a great American road trip.
Please, because I feel like you actually would, so that's why I'm like, please don't.
I'm being serious.
I know you're being serious.
But I want to go on a vacation.
When you do that, before you go, give somebody your keys to your place so that they can get in and get all your stuff.
Oh, my place isn't locked.
Okay.
Zoe.
Gentlemen.
Oh my gosh. Line up at 2 in the morning. Here we go.
Zoe's really trying to get that permanent vacation going.
Yes. Please don't get on a truck and go somewhere random.
Don't.
Well, now I'm going to do it even harder.
Just out of spite.
I don't want to have to replace you as the host of this podcast. It's too much work.
That's the main reason.
Find someone who edits stuff at a reasonable time and you won't miss me at all.
I will miss you 100%. No. I will look at all the local Waffle Houses behind all the local Waffle Houses to see if I can find
you. Her hair will still be around.
I will see your face in the blue drink, in the pink Whitney, in the...
Remember me in the blue drink in the pink Whitney.
Now you're just saying words.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
I'm not in on it.
Fireball.
Shamalama ding dong.
What are they called? The green balls.
The buzz balls.
Yes.
We love a good buzz ball.
Yes.
I thought you said bug balls at first.
Bug balls.
Like, that is not appetizing.
I am not touching that one.
Beetlejuice.
Oh. Stop.
Don't. Okay.
Stop now.
More Stranger Stories before we wrap up, because this episode is right now 2.5 hours long. So.
No, it's not.
Any other Stranger Stories?
I knew my time was
bad. Do you have a Stranger Story?
I don't have any Stranger Stories because I am a guy.
He always has his Lord of the Rings book. So.
And yes. I carry a big sword around. Oh. Narsil.
I want one of those.
They don't talk to me at Waffle House.
He has an epic claymore strapped to his back.
I do love a good
his
claymore.
His mighty knight helm.
I do love a good claymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just have stories because I'm not very aware. And then, like, I...
So you get into
a
situation.
And you're a lady.
I feel like we put ourselves in irresponsible situations sometimes.
We as in women or we as in you
two? We as in me and Zoe.
Okay. No, us individuals.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I would too, honestly. It's like the naivety or however you say that word. I've heard
that's there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing to do, so you might as well get trafficked, you know?
When you're wanting to just feel anything, like, you don't feel anything. You want to be in danger.
I go to Waffle House at 4 a.m. to feel something.
Yeah, there you go.
That was literally us, and then we felt afraid, and we felt terror.
We felt touched.
Near-death experiences make you value life more, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Is it like going on a roller coaster?
Yes,
And then when you get off, you're all junkie, you feel better?
Yes, and I love doing that.
So after you've been trafficked, and then you escape that, you
then
feel
we do
better.
It all again.
It's a harrowing experience.
Oh. It is a harrowing experience because it's so addictive. So I was at the mall one time, and...
did you go to Claire's?
I got my lobotomy at Claire's. Yes! And I started talking to this guy who was like 40s, 50s or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's where you messed up.
Okay.
It's okay to talk to guys.
I know.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
just not at the mall.
I bark and growl at
not
them.
Not in Claire's.
Yeah.
Not at Claire's. Was he also getting a lobotomy?
And I thought he was nice, which I'm stupid. So, and then he was like...
Wait, did he also have stacks of cash?
No. No. He was like, here, let me give you my number. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was one of the
I do not want this.
Oh my God, I know this story. I know where you're going.
Yeah, I told you about this.
This is a good one.
So, I don't know. Oh,
this story is sweet.
It's not a good story.
It's sweet. I love this sweet story.
But also, don't get your hopes up. It's not that exciting.
Tell us a story, mommy.
This is a bedtime story.
Spin us a yarn.
This is a great story.
So,
makes me want to go to the mall.
He gives me his number, and like every single time a guy's given me their number, I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely text you later. And then I never do because I don't want that.
Right. No, you're doing, again, you're appeasing to make the situation
so
not confrontational.
I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely text you. Da, da, da. He's like, all right. And then he walks away. And I'm like, okay. And then later, I'm still at the bottom level of the mall, and I see him like on the balcony, like standing there watching me.
Ew, not the balcony.
He's got a camera. He's taking pictures
of
her.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, with the telephone
and
on.
I look away.
He's got a telescope.
I look away because I don't want to engage.
I can see her from here.
And then I'm sitting down later, and he walks up to me, and he's got a Cinnabon, and he's like, "This is for you. I brought you this. I thought you might."
Red flag.
And I put pills in it.
And I was like, "Okay."
Wise.
And so then he leaves, and I'm like staring at the Cinnabon.
How long did you look at it before you started
eating
it?
5 minutes. I thought about it for 5 minutes.
And did you look for the roofies stuck in it, or were there
the razor
like
blades.
I opened it.
No, it's going to be something.
Ah, something nefarious.
Trafficky. Yeah.
Something I looked at it, and I could not resist the siren call of Cinnabon. So I ate it. I ate the whole thing in like a minute. And then I started psyching myself out because I was like, did I feel like maybe I just like ate something?
The placebo effect kicked
in.
Yeah,
so the placebo. And I was like, do I feel okay? So I went back to Cinnabon. I bought an identical cinnamon roll, and then I ate that so I could compare the two.
But really, you just got two Cinnabons out of it.
For the price one. And then I was like, now I feel full and like I need a nap, so I'm going to go home. And so that's how that went down. But
so the nap could have been the result.
I don't think so.
Yes.
But I never texted him.
Had he stayed and waited for you.
Now, when you were eating the first Cinnabon, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Was he up on the top floor watching?
No.
While you slowly quickly ate
with his monocle.
He left. I looked around.
He left.
I couldn't see him.
And
he
was
might
there
have been waiting by the exit for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's in his car.
Well, there's
it's
multiple
idling
mall
by
exits.
The door. Yeah. Were there other women also eating Cinnabons that
no.
he had given them?
No. It was just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And it was good?
She was the chosen
one. Yeah. I liked it.
She is the chosen one.
I liked
one.
It. I was like pros and cons. Pro, a delicious, yummy Cinnabon. Con,
for free.
I could be roofied and trafficked. I'm hungry.
smells
that's
good.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair. It's fair.
So I did that.
I think it's a good bet to make.
Yeah.
It's a gamble.
This is like, same mall, similar stuff has happened.
No.
Like, I don't learn
how
my lesson.
I don't understand how this always happens to you.
Because I look like an easy target, and I am
because you're a pretty girl.
Yeah. Oh. It's the ankle.
It is. No, I think they can just tell that.
Or
they
a tried simpleton? Like, what can they tell?
If they tried that
just
stuff.
Just by looking at you, they're
I
like,
think
oh,
they can.
She likes Cinnabon.
I think they can. Talking to me, they can tell.
I think that's just called
that
being
I'm
a person.
Like, that
you'll
I'm
fall
like,
for.
That I'll fall for. That I'm like doe-eyed and shiny and new. And they can trick me. If they tried that with Liz, like Liz has street
she'd
smarts.
She'd bite their
Abby's
ears
got
off.
Street smarts.
Men don't approach me.
I do not.
I scowl
honestly
at
don't.
Them.
Oh, you don't?
I'm kind of. That's why I'm surprised more stuff like that hasn't happened to me.
Oh.
And again, I'm wondering if it's because they think I'm underage.
Well, typically like, that'd make you more of a target.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's because I always. I don't know. Because I put myself in weird situations.
Do you
too.
Go out alone? Because like I go out.
I have
alone
like I've been
happens.
In alleyways in the middle of the night.
I've been followed down
like
an
that.
Alley.
Like
I
just.
I have also been followed down an alley.
Ooh, really?
Oh, dear.
But I'm not as concerned about it as you would be.
No. You have a stranger story. Then what happened?
No, I mean I have been in dark places at night, and on occasion it will occur to me, oh, okay, this is what it feels like when people are freaked out.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm not freaked out.
Okay. I would go into the woods in the middle of the night too.
Because I don't think I'm going to be trafficked. I don't look like the kind of person
I don't think
that
I
be
will be either.
Yet.
There could be a niche.
A niche. Yes.
Niche.
Do you
he's
do you like large old men? Sure, go for it.
Well, I mean, they're. Okay, yeah.
If I go to a trucker, they're not going to drive me to Orlando. I guarantee
depends
that.
Depends on the trucker.
I'll ask for you. I'll ask the trucker that I go
Can
with.
I bring my friend along?
He's my bestest friend.
Yeah, that sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Can we record our podcast?
Yes, on
in
the road.
Truck,
I would
in the
love
truck.
To.
That'd be
that's
fun.
A great idea.
So when
that
I looked
road,
it up,
road trip.
It looks like all I have to do is just hitchhike. Because the majority of hitchhikers get rides with truckers.
Murdered?
Murdered.
Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to hitchhike.
You should not want to hitchhike. Please don't do
You're
that. I will give you $20
heart.
Not to hitchhike.
She has no like self-preservation instinct.
It'll
See,
kick in
I
at
usually
some
don't
point.
Either, but even I'm like, no. No.
But think about how, like in the movies.
Yeah, you know, have you seen the serial killer movies? Maybe you should watch more of those.
I don't watch scary bad movies. I watch movies where good things happen.
Scary bad
I was watching
movies.
A movie the other day, and the guy was hitting on the lady, and he asked her for her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave it to him to appease him. Mm-hmm. And then he's super creepy. And she could tell. So then he's walking her back to her car. I'm like, oh my God, please don't walk back to the car. And then he's like, he walks away, and then he turns back around. He's like, I can't really read your handwriting. Can you give me your number again? And it wasn't the right number because she just made something up, and she couldn't remember what she'd made up. And he's like, so you lied to me, right?
Oh, so he did that maybe on purpose.
Yeah, catch her in a lie. And then that's before she got murdered. But then she didn't get murdered because right at that happened, some people happened to come out of a building, and then she like skittered away.
Oh my God.
But I could not imagine finding myself in situations like this, because it makes me, like, you telling me this just makes me so like freaked out and creeped out about it that I'm like, thank God I'm a guy. Mm.
Well, I mean, it's such a common thing for women, but I think
I don't think about it.
I think we like get to the point where
part of the life.
Well, you kind of get numb to it, I feel like.
Sad.
You just get used to it. You're raised with it.
That's sad. You're raised with it, and it's sad. And now I know why women go to the bathroom at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they're safety's in numbers, right?
Yeah.
That's creepy. Well, I go to the movies by myself all the time, or dinner, or go to Waffle House. I don't even think about it, and it's kind of sad, really.
Yeah.
I apologize on behalf of dudes.
No, it's not
me when I find out.
I know
women
it's not
have
my fault.
Period.
I know. I get it.
Dude,
women have periods.
It's messed up.
Tell me you're joking.
Yeah. That's
why can't
crazy.
You six four feminists,
crying
by
and
the
punching
way.
The wall?
Why can't you control it? There's a Reddit story where a dad got mad at his kid for having her period and like having an accident in the pool, and he said, "Well, why didn't you just hold it?" Or something. You should not have kids or have procreated. Yeah.
A husband that says something like that, the dump.
Stop. You don't have to be on
divorce.
Your period.
I think most guys wouldn't say that. So the guys that are saying that are
the ones like that's extreme, and
I wouldn't hit on a girl at Waffle House at 4 a.m. So that's
right.
That's just built in from
you'd think that'd be common sense.
It is for most, I think, but it's the outliers. There's women outliers. There's men outliers.
Hello.
Exactly, and
the goobers.
Unfortunately, the outliers seem to go to Zoe very often.
Zoe.
She attracts the outliers.
It's because you're such a cutie pie.
No, it's the moth to the flame. Because that's the only thing I attract. I've never got attention from like a nice, sincere guy in my life.
Sure. Maybe it's your taste in men.
I was like, guys with jaundice.
Yes, just guys that have rickets.
Jaundice.
Into that.
Jaundice round faces.
His name is Jaundice.
Oh.
Jaundice.
Nice. I like that.
That's good.
Thanks. I like it.
I'll be here all week.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's going to be it for our Stranger Stories episode, which went an hour.
Zoe, you should
cut that up and make it two episodes.
I think
it was
twice
as awesome.
I also think we should retitle it to Zoe Makes Poor Life Decisions.
Well, I think that's a given. I don't know if that's even something we need to tell people.
You need to give yourself more grace.
Oh.
Yes.
Like you're doing your best. It's okay. You live and you learn.
Good clown, bad clown. First half, and then the second half is Zoe is approached at a Waffle House again.
Zoe is nice and engages a fella in conversation. Bad clown, I tell him to go sit his ass down.
Yes.
But it's sad that you have to go in groups. Like you're being pursued by wolves or something like that. It's just not. It's not good.
On the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the... Yeah.
Okay, next time you go to the...
It's getting a little too triggering.
Next time you go to the mall by yourself, let me know. Let me know, and I'll go, but I'm not going with you. I'm just going to watch from afar, because I want to see what happens.
P.I.
I don't think...
He watches me get trapped in real time.
There goes Zoe.
He's got like a little voice recorder, and he's like, huh, interesting development.
Okay, she wasn't
making
it up.
Now she's been shoved into the trunk.
Zoe is getting into the car.
She's been shoved into the trunk.
She's getting into the van.
I thought it was all a lie.
She said they had puppies.
They've given her the candy.
She's in the backseat.
She's eating the candy. She's asking for more candy.
She's asking for more candy.
I told her not to get in the truck, and she's doing it anyway, and she says there's an app for that.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
You could be rich.
Kidnap app.
If you come up with this app, I really do.
Yeah, yep. I'll be the one making
all right,
money.
Well, we are looking for investors. Well, not we. Zoe's looking for investors.
We're looking for gentlemen who drive vehicles.
No. We're looking for
companionship.
Bands. Listeners, I'm looking for men.
That
who,
have candy.
Yeah, with candy that gave it to me. My address is... Gifts.
Gifts. I want gifts. Give me things.
No, I think just in the moment, it's like
clubbing with Zoe is what I like to call drunk babysitting.
Yes.
You have to talk into the black.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Hey, microphone.
Put your face close to the microphone.
When I was the designated driver the last time, I had.
Did you go to Agave and Rye? That's what I suggested.
We went to Leaf and Vine, and it was karaoke night, and I had all of my... So
and you were
this
the
may come as a surprise, but I sing in a worship band, and I had all my music.
And you said, I forgot about this. This is
fine.
Horrible.
No. I think it's funny, and it's...
Wait, you were the designated driver?
I was, yes.
Can
usually,
you,
I am.
Can you see over the dash?
Yeah.
Are you sitting
car.
On like
guys,
a phone
she
book?
Just ties
guys.
Us to the top of her clown car like
she
we're
has
Christmas
one of us
trees.
Push the pedals for her because she can't
I
reach.
Am gonna you are gonna
what's the movie where the kid has like wooden blocks strapped
guys.
To the bottom of his feet so he can push the
guy this has
the
been gas. An insecurity in my
sorry I'm sorry Bree should continue her story we it's should okay. stop ganging up on her
yes yeah, so you were singing
this
like
is why I wear platforms all the time
hymnals
you guys believe me okay yes not hymnals
oh
it's,
I saw
it's
a picture of you with big boots on and it looks
yes see that's what I do because they are cool but
I like
my back
them.
Hurts.
How do you run in those? Anyway, go ahead.
I've learned it. but yeah, so we were helping Zoe into the car. And
Zoe didn't need help.
I know. Well, no, I mean, you handed me, or you tried to hand me the papers, and they fell into the puddle.
And I just laughed, which was
that's
me.
Sad.
No, you felt
I'm
that.
Sorry.
No, you felt that.
I did feel
you
that.
You were like, I'm so sorry. You were apologizing.
But I was laughing.
It was totally fine. But it was funny. It was funny.
Did you sing your hymnals at the
to
karaoke?
Them? No.
Oh, no, you brought up karaoke, so I thought maybe
no,
you sang.
No, we sang Mr. Brightside.
Oh, that's yes. a good one. Killers. Yeah. I know the Killers.
Yeah.
See, I'm not old.
The Waters?
Well, the Killers. The
I'm also, I am old.
Jeff that's the okay. Killer's gonna Jeff Ow. The Kill You.
Oh my gosh. Jeff the Kill You.
All right, well, thank you everybody for joining me on the Village Idiots.
Village Idiots.
Village
Silly.
Idiots podcast.
With a Z.
And this one, we'll get it out as soon as we can. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Say bye, Zoe.
Goodbye.
Start spreading the sheets.
What?
We're talking about spreadsheets again.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
We circled back. That's what you do.